what he said. He'd rather fish in a lake. It doesn't compare to these saltwater bays. Well, I got a little embarrassed when he brought out the cooler, so I brought out my box of my chartreuse lures. Because the weather's nice and the water's right, man, I could fish here all damn night.
Good morning, sweet and beautiful Texas. Saltwater Bays, the name of that Brandon Keys tune, kicking it off for us here on the Lone Star Outdoors Show this morning. I'm Cable Smith, and you're tuned in to an outdoor show like none other. I promise you that. This is episode 36. Can you believe it? Me neither. I've got a great show lined up for y'all this morning. First, we'll dive into the mystery behind why, when people think of Texas bass fishing, one lake comes to mind high above the rest. Yep, you guessed it. We're talking about the legendary Lake Fork, and we'll do so with longtime Lake Fork guide Heath Hardwick. Then we'll get into a little bow hunting talk, Texas style, when Lone Star Bow Hunters Association President Jack Chaton drops in. A lot of hunters don't even realize that it was the LSBA who is responsible for establishing an archery-only season back in the 1970s, so that should be a great interview as well. Lastly, there's a Texas-based camouflage company that has really taken flight over the past decade or so. They've gained quite a following with their camo pattern that was designed specifically for Texas hunters by Texas hunters. And of course, I'm talking about Game Guard here. Well, Game Guard founder and owner Craig Smith drops in to discuss how difficult it was starting out in the highly competitive camouflage industry. Of course, we'll also talk about some of my favorite Game Guard products as well. So all that stuff is coming up. Real quick here, couple orders of business. First of all, Orvis Dallas is hosting a conservation night to raise money and awareness for the U.S. Sportsmen's Alliance, the largest salmon spawning grounds in the world, and that's at Bristol Bay. They're being threatened by a proposed pebble mine, so this October 7th event is designed to help that fishery. By the way, Orvis is one heck of a store. They have everything any fly fisherman could ever need, and then some. Also, they offer lessons, as I experienced firsthand this week with my new buddy Sean Polk over there at Orvis. Check out Orvis and learn about this great conservation night at orvis.com/Dallas. Also, don't forget that the Fort Worth chapter of Ducks Unlimited is hosting their annual banquet next Thursday, September 30th. I highly recommend that y'all go and check that out. Tons of great door prizes, of course, both live and silent auctions, and all the food and drink that you could possibly want. That's taking place next Thursday at the Lockheed Martin Recreation Association in Fort Worth. For more info, call Shane Couch at 817-204-8417. Now for the most exciting news of the day, I'll be out at Dodge City McKinney today from 11 to 2, and I have a ton of great stuff to give away, starting with a Lake Fork bass trip for two with guide Heath Hardwick. I also have 5 PETA Eating Tasty Animal shirts to give away, compliments of the Beef Jerky Outlet. I currently am sporting mine, and on the back of the shirt it says, "I love cats, I just can't eat a whole one by myself." There are a bunch of other quotes to choose from as well, so come on out here and pick the shirt that you want. I also have 30 Game Guard hats of all varieties that I'll be giving away, along with a ton of Game Guard koozies. And I even have a $50 gift card to Garland Outdoor Pro Shop, so you can stop by and get some new broadheads as bow season is right around the corner. So come out and say hi. I'll be at Dodge City McKinney today from 11 to 2, and I'd love to shake your hand and visit with you. Dodge City McKinney is located right past El Dorado on 75, and I hope to see y'all out there. We do have to take a quick break. When we come back, we're talking Lake Fork bass fishing with my buddy and longtime guide, Heath Hardwick. You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoors Show. Have you ever battled a catfish weighing almost as much as you on a rod and reel? Well, team catfish guide and professional catfish tournament angler Cody Molinix has. His 121-pound Texoma Blue Cat is the Lone Star State record. Fishing out of a 23-foot center console Falcon, Cody offers comfortable, family-friendly trips on Texoma to Waukenee, Lavon, Ray Roberts, and Cooper Lake. Call Cody at 903-815-0273 or visit www.catfish-guide.com. So book a trip with Cody, because you never know. Your next catfish could be a state record. Call 903-815-0273 today.
The new Bobcat utility vehicle is here at Bobcat of Dallas and Fort Worth, and it's hungry. Get ready to work like an animal and love it. Powerful, ultra-comfortable, and sure-footed, this lineup of vehicles delivers legendary Bobcat performance, so you can sink your teeth into a wide range of jobs. With twice the horsepower, 1,850 pounds of payload capacity, and four-wheel independent suspension, you will love it. Stop in at Bobcat of Dallas and Fort Worth to see for yourself.
Need to buy a trailer? Well, Big Tex Trailers is running a huge special on all trailers in stock. From four-wheeler trailers to heavy-duty equipment trailers, we have a trailer for every occasion. We also sell and install the widest selection of CM truck beds in the state of Texas. Special orders and trade-ins are welcome, and we have easy financing available. Stop by one of our conveniently located stores in Aubrey, Fort Worth, or Rockwall, or visit us on the web at www.bigtextrailerworld.com. Big Tex Trailers, tough as a Texas Longhorn. Call 817-654-9220 today.
Are you looking for the perfect place to send your hunting buddy? Then check out Tioga Retrievers. With over 20 years experience, Angie and Tim Becker can provide you with a field champion or a well-rounded hunting companion. Tioga Retrievers takes pride in catering to the needs of each owner and their dog. Conveniently located 45 miles north of DFW in Aubrey, Texas, Tioga Retrievers also offers day training and boarding. Call 940-440-0018 or visit them online at www.tiogaretrievers.com. That's T-I-O-G-A retrievers.com.
Bob Holmes Guide Service on Lake Richland Chambers, 1 hour south of Dallas, offers world-class topwater fishing for white bass and hybrid striper. As the lake record holder for striper, Bob knows how to land big fish. Featuring half-day or full-day trips with top-notch equipment and your fish cleaned and bagged. Great for wedding parties and birthdays. There's no group too big or too small. Bob also books peacock bass trips on the Amazon. Give Bob Holmes a call, 214-728-3310, or visit texasfishingguide.net. That's texasfishingguide.net.
The event you've been waiting for is here. It's the Jeep Celebration event going on at Dodge City McKinney. Zero down, 0% financing for 72 months, and no payments until December. Four-door Wranglers, no payments until December. Purchase any Ram pickup, no payments until December, and get free maintenance for 3 years or 36,000 miles when you mention you heard this ad. It's the one-of-a-kind Jeep Celebration Month at Dodge City McKinney. Call 877-291-0514 or exit Virginia Parkway off 75 and see for yourself today.
Where can he be? It's after dark, she can barely see the gatepost where he parks his bike. The hours they start seeming like forever.
Little Reckless Kelly bringing us back from break this morning on the Lone Star Outdoors Show. I'm Cable Smith, and you are tuned in to the most educational, entertaining, and conservation-minded outdoor programming the great state of Texas has to offer. This segment is proudly brought to you by the good folks over at Diamond Sports Marine, the official boat dealer of the Lone Star Outdoors Show. Specializing in Ranger and War Eagle boats, you can visit their Rockwall or Lake Fork location or check them out online at DiamondSportsMarine.com. So what do y'all say we talk a little bass fishing this morning? Sound good? Okay, that's what I thought. When people think about bass fishing in Texas, you know, one lake comes to mind. And that is the legendary Lake Fork. Historically, Fork has produced more big fish than any other body of fresh water in the Lone Star State. So here to educate us on why Lake Fork has produced so many sharelunkers and so many big bass is my good buddy and longtime Lake Fork guide, Heath Hardwick. Heath, welcome to the show.
Hey, glad to be here, Cable. Appreciate you having me on.
Oh, it's my pleasure, my friend. And I wanted to visit with you this morning, Heath, to talk about the legendary Lake Fork. I guess, first of all, how long have you been fishing Fork?
I've been fishing Fork since 1995. I moved here from the state of Georgia, and when I first got to Texas, Lake Fork was the first lake that I went to visit, and it's been good to me ever since.
Well, shoot, Georgia ain't a bad place to bass fish either. George Perry's world record was taken out of your home state.
Oh, yeah, the world record come from about, actually, 25 miles from where I grew up, so I've always heard about, you know, the world record largemouth bass and it coming from the state of Georgia. But when I got to Texas, Lake Fork was the lake that I had on my mind because all, you know, of all the history and, you know, you just hear all the stories about what a great lake it is and all the big fish. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, I've been fishing it since 95 and it's been, you know, very good to me as far as big fish, numbers, the whole, it has the whole package.
Well, Fork's been good to a lot of folks, that's for sure. And you've been fishing there 15 years. It's no secret that since the sharelunker program began in 1986, Lake Fork has proven to be the premier largemouth fishery in Texas. And the stats don't lie. When you compare Fork to every other freshwater body in the state of Texas, Fork's produced 246 out of 504 registered sharelunkers. That's a clip of almost 50%. I mean, it's absolutely amazing.
Oh yeah, I mean, and just what you said. I mean, the numbers and the statistics back up its you know, its reputation. I mean, everybody hears all the stories, and sometimes I think people really wonder, is it really that good? But I mean, when you look at the numbers, 50% of the Sherrilunkers have come from Lake Fork. Yeah, I know, it just speaks for itself.
Well, it certainly does. And you're out there every day. You fish Fork for a living. So, what is it about that lake that makes it ideal for so many fish to reach these massive sizes?
I think it has a lot to do with the forage. Lake Fork has a lot of shad. It's got a lot of crawfish in it. And so, you know, the population of forage is there to support that big, those big fish. And then also those big fish have all the cover. I mean, Lake Fork is just covered with stumps. And then you also have the hydrilla and the coontail and the duckweed that we have here. And the, you know, as the grass grows and gets greener, those fish have that grass to get up into, and they can hide and they can feed, and nobody really bothers them all the time. So, I mean, it just allows those fish to grow big. I mean, with all that cover, you know, you got the cover, you got the habitat, you got the forage. I mean, everything that they need to sit there and get big is there for them to support that. I mean, from a biological standpoint, it's all there.
And Heath, what is your largest Lake Fork bass?
The largest one I've landed on Fork has been 11 pounds and 3/4.
That is about double my largest bass. Man, that's a big fish.
Yep.
What'd you catch her on?
I caught mine on a crankbait, matter of fact. I caught it on a square-bill crankbait fishing up shallow. It was a post-spawn fish. And, you know, the big fish had gone up. The first wave had moved up, and they were all spawning. And once they spawn, the bluegill and perch all go to spawning. And so what happens is those big females just pull off a little bit and start feeding on those brim as they come into their beds. And so that's always a real strong pattern here at Lake Fork. And so I try to capitalize on that all the time by throwing a little square-bill crankbait that resembles a perch or brim. And that big girl ate it one day when I was out there just cranking away.
Awesome. Well, the fishing at Lake Fork is great year-round. I know you guys are killing them right now. But if I wanted to land a Sherrilunker, 13 pounds or better, and I can only come out there one time, Heath, what month would you tell me to book my trip with you?
Whenever you have your first full moon in March, the week leading up to that full moon is usually when you'll start catching your Sherrilunkers. Normally there's 3, 4, 5 weighed in right during that period. You know, I would say that was probably the premier time slot.
I guess that's what 15 years experience on Fork will get you. I ask you to tell me a month, and you have it down to a science. You give me a specific week to come fishing with you. Man.
I mean, it's just about like clockwork. I mean, it all depends on the weather. I mean, you know, if we get like this year with the snow and the sleet, I mean, I was fishing the first day of spring, which is March 21st. I had 1.5 inches of snow and sleet in my boat. Mm-hmm. So we were out there fishing. So obviously this year was an exception to that rule. But, you know, year in, year out, that week leading up before that full moon is, you know, it's pretty much on full go.
Well, now we know when I'm coming to see you, but the fishing's always good on Fork.
Oh, sure.
Well, what are you catching them on right now, Heath?
Right now, we're catching them on a lot of different things. You kind of got the fall transition going now. The days are getting a little shorter and the nights are getting cooler. So our water temperature's dropped from the mid-90s. It's down into the mid-80s now. The shad are starting to move into the back of the pockets and up shallow into the grass. And so early in the morning, we're starting up early, and we're throwing yellow magic and little pawpaws up shallow, you know, working those up until, you know, till the sun hits the water. That's normally good for 10, 15 blow-ups in the morning. You catch about 7 or 8 of them. And then after that, I'm moving back out to the grass edges, and I'm throwing cinkos and flukes, and I'm just fishing that outside edge as the fish move back a little bit. And then on up in the day, as the sun gets up, I'm moving out to the humps and pond dams and ridges out and throwing a Carolina rig or either a football head jig out there on some of those deep structure spots.
Some very valuable patterning information right there. Heath, if you could only take one bait with you on Lake Fork, what would it be?
Ooh. I would probably I'd have to take a Cinco, uh-huh. A Cinco style bait, either, you know, any, you know, there's lots of brands of Cinco type baits out there, stick baits, but day in, day out, that catches a lot of fish on Lake Fork from the spring all the way to the summer.
Can't go wrong with the old Cinco. Well, Heath, Texas Parks and Wildlife is predicting a great year on Fork as lots of fish in the 7 to 9 pound range were landed last year. Have you seen evidence, as someone who's out there every day, that would lead you to believe this may be a fantastic season?
Oh, yes, exactly what you just said. It's been my survey in my own personal boat this year. It's been a lot of 5s, 6s, 7s, 8s, 9s. I mean, we haven't just been killing the double-digit fish. But in that post-spawn area, you know, when I was talking about catching those pre-spawners or post-spawners, and you do catch some pre-spawners coming in, they were all good fish this year. And I mean, I can tell that the size of the fish are getting bigger and bigger. Forks on the way back right now. You know, I think it's going to be taking full stride here and next year, and the next year should be really good. We got a lot of good grass growing right now, a lot of green, healthy hydrilla growing all over the lake. I see the lake just getting stronger and stronger as we progress the next couple of years.
And just to clarify, you know, a bad year on fork is, you know, oh man, we only caught 5 sharelunkers. It was never really down.
Right. Exactly. I mean, yeah, not saying that it's been bad, but I mean, all, you know, all your lakes and stuff go through cycles. And I think we're on our upswing cycle to where you're going to see fork even take over a bigger percentage of that, the sharelunker program. Mm-hmm. You know, well, earlier we were saying 50%. I think you're going to start seeing it just, you know, start creeping and taking even a bigger lead as we go next couple of years.
Well, it's good to hear, and it is definitely cyclical because, I mean, just look at OHIV. That place was on fire last season. Heath, one more question before I let you go. People from all over the United States come to Texas to fish Lake Fork. What's the farthest you've had someone travel to fish with you?
I've had a guy this year that traveled from France come and fish with me. He was coming in. He was a sports writer and an outdoors writer for a magazine in France. And so he come to Lake Fork, and one of his sponsors is Lake Fork Trophy Lures here in Emory, and they're one of my sponsors as well. So the owner, Ronnie Parker, called me and asked me if I'd take this, the sports rider out and go fishing. That was a pretty interesting day. We had a little language barrier, but we made it through. But one thing that's pretty funny is everybody understands big fish in all languages, and so we caught a couple of big fish that day, so we all got along pretty good.
Well, Heath, I've really enjoyed our Lake Fork chat this morning. It's been a pleasure.
Well, I appreciate you having me on, and I enjoyed visiting with you.
Well, I've enjoyed it immensely. Heath is the official Lake Fork fishing guide of the show. Check out his website at lakeforkfishingguide.com. I guarantee you he'll take you on a trip you won't soon forget. Look forward to talking to you again in October, buddy.
Oh, sure, definitely. I'll keep everybody posted. And just, you know, this weekend's a big weekend out here at Lake Fork. We got the McDonald's Big Bass Splash. So if anybody's looking to come this weekend, there's going to be a big crowd of people and a lot of excitement around the lake.
Oh, that's right. Lots of money at stake this weekend. I'm sure that's going to be a heck of a party.
Thank you, Gable. Appreciate it. And y'all have a good week.
Well, there he goes. Our very own Lake Fork fishing guide, Heath Hardwick, always keeping us abreast of what's going on the legendary Lake Fork. Well, we do have to take a quick break, but all you bow hunters, don't go anywhere, because when we come back, we'll visit with the president of the Lone Star Bow Hunters Association, Jack Jaton, coming up next only on the Lone Star Outdoors Show.
People stop and stare, they don't bother me, for there's nowhere else on earth that I would rather be.
2011 Z521 Ranger boat with a 250 Pro XS Mercury motor.
Falcon rods, Lowrance electronics, and Lake Fork trophy lures are just a few of the perks you'll enjoy when fishing with Lake Fork fishing guide Heath Hardwick. Customer service is Heath's primary goal. Well, that and putting you on the fish of a lifetime at the legendary Lake Fork, Heath has built his business on integrity. His passion is bass fishing, and he loves sharing a lifetime of knowledge with all of his customers. So call Heath Hardwick at 903-440-2358 or visit him at heathhardwick.com. That's heathhardwick.com.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Spegnell from TexasMotorCars.com. I'm here today to tell you about the best place in Texas to shop for your next vehicle. TexasMotorCars.com is a family-owned and operated business located in Addison, Texas. We have a huge inventory of pre-owned vehicles and specialize in trucks and SUVs. Please visit TexasMotorCars.com today. Come see me, Brian Spagnola. Our phone number is 972-481-1660.
Every sportsman needs a gun safe to protect his gun collection, and that's why I called my buddies at ANC Gun Safes. ANC is a family-owned business that prides itself on having the best customer service policy in the industry. ANC Gun Safes specializes in Winchester safes as well as new lightly scratched or dented safes that they sell to outdoorsmen at huge discounted prices. They also guarantee safe shipping on every order. Call Adam at 817-228-1184 or check out their great selection of gun safes at www.acsafes.com. That's acsafes.com.
Diamond Sports Marine, the top 100 Ranger boat dealer 8 years running, has opened a second location to serve the North Texas area. Come and see our friendly and knowledgeable staff in Rockwall, featuring new and pre-owned boats, including Ranger boats powered by Mercury, Yamaha, and Evan Root outboard motors. For more information and to view our monthly specials, visit DiamondSportsMarine.com. Conveniently located on Highway 276, behind Southern Junction in Rockwall, look for the Diamond Sports Marine billboard or call us at 972-722-7843. Diamond Sports Marine, your North Texas Ranger boat dealer.
Howdy, Range Country. Chance Cody here to tell you about Squaw Mountain Whitetails. Located only 2 hours from DFW in Jack County, you can harvest management deer or go big with a 200-class buck. With trophy elk, exotic hunts, fabulous wing shooting, and terrain with over 500 feet of elevation changes and beautiful Trinity River frontage, there's no ranch like it. Family-owned and operated, they take pride in being a premier hunting and getaway destination. Call 214-769-3151 or visit smwhunts.com. That's smwhunts.com.
The event you've been waiting for is here. It's the Jeep Celebration event going on at Dodge City McKinney. Zero down, 0% financing for 72 months, and no payments until December. Four-door Wranglers, no payments until December. Purchase any Ram pickup, no payments until December, and get free maintenance for 3 years or 36,000 miles when you mention you heard this ad. It's the one-of-a-kind Jeep Celebration month at Dodge City McKinney. Call 877-291-0514 or exit Virginia Parkway off 75 and see for yourself today.
There's a Texas-sized buzz rippling through the fishing industry as Brass and Blades lures have taken center stage. State-of-the-art engineering offers a unique double hook, custom blade, exclusive anti-roll bend design, and even a semi-flex hook joint that bends with the movement of the fish. Brass and Blades boasts the premier lead-free buzz and chatterbaits on the market. Check out Brass and Blades lures at www.brassandblades.com. Made for real fishermen by real fishermen. It's the bait with twice the bite. Visit brassandblades.com and see for yourself today.
Hi, this is Nolan Ryan. You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
You're in love with the wrong man. You're holding the wrong hand. Kissing the wrong lips so hopelessly. You're in love with the wrong man. He don't love you like I do. So I'd leave him for me.
Cable Smith welcoming you back to this morning's presentation. That's Vance Lane covering the classic Mundo Earwood tune, You're in Love with the Wrong Man, a song that I was actually introduced to around the campfire at hunting camp. And man, you can't beat a guitar, a campfire, and good friends trading hunting stories. Anyway, this segment is proudly brought to you by Spittin' Fire Jigs, the official bass jig manufacturer of the Lone Star Outdoors Show. Texas premier bass jig manufacturer, by the way. Check them out at spittinfirejigs.com. Spittin' Fire Jigs, feel the fire. Well, without further ado, I'd like to get into a little Lone Star Bowhunters Association talk. And who better to do that with than LSBA President Jack Chaton. Jack, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for asking me on.
It is my pleasure, my friend. The reason I wanted to have you on the show this morning, Jack, is because the October 2nd archery season opener is only a couple weeks away, and I found it fitting to let our listeners know about a Texas-based organization that is out there protecting the rights of our great state's bow hunters. Jack, if you would, start off by talking about the history behind the Lone Star Bowhunters Association.
Well, Cable, in 1974, the Lone Star Bowhunters Association was formed by a group of concerned bow hunters that were wanting to work with Parks and Wildlife and the Texas State Legislature to establish a archery-only season for the bow hunters of Texas. And they proposed to establish the first ever stamp that was done in the state of Texas, that being the archery stamp. We actually lobbied the legislature to put this fee on us in return for 5 weekends in October for the archery only season. And since that time, we've enjoyed the archery only season, and the LSBA has fought over the years to preserve and promote archery in Texas and bow hunting in Texas. Obviously, we've that archery-only season has been eroded. It's been eroded in a couple of ways, actually. It was first MLDP properties, which are managed land properties. You can actually, on MLD properties, you can actually start rifle hunting in October through an approved program from Parks and Wildlife Department. So we do compete with rifles in some parts of the state. And then crossbows were allowed in during the archery-only season.
Oh, yeah. I remember how hot a topic the crossbow debate was last year. And, well, you kind of went into it, Jack, but talk about the LSBA's mission statement.
Well, the mission statement of the LSBA is to preserve and promote bow hunting in Texas. And in doing so, we try to maintain the archery-only season to the best of our ability. And we have fought back some attempts to include firearms in that season. It is something that we have to continually watch and continually work to maintain. The other thing is promoting bow hunting in Texas. And how we do that is through our youth program and our youth shooting booths that we have around the state at various hunting and fishing shows. We will set up our booth, and we have actually put the bow in the hands of, on average, 7,000 kids per year run through our shooting booths.
Nice.
This year, we have we just recently voted to set up or donate a complete beginning set for National Archery in the Schools program to the Burleson Independent School District, so they can start their kids into shooting bows and arrows during the school year.
Well, that is absolutely fabulous. I mean, you know, I'm a huge advocate of getting the youth involved in the outdoors, and I'm 29 years old. This is going to be my first archery season. I'm pumped. I've had my bow for about 3 months, been practicing in the backyard every day, but I wish that someone would have put a bow in my hands when I was a lot younger.
It is amazing, and I know that when we do these youth events, we oftentimes see the kids leave our booth and go into whatever the store is, and they'll walk out the proud owner of a new bow, and it is good to see that. But the LSBA also, we sponsor several youth hunts where we actually get the kids out and go on an actual hunt during the year. So our first hunt will be coming up the weekend of October the 8th, and we'll take a group of kids down to hunt at First Point Ranch in South Texas. Mike Palmer sponsors us with this hunt every year, and we get the kids actually out in the woods doing the hunting, and it's a great deal for everybody involved.
Definitely. Got to get those kids in the outdoors, man. How long have you been involved with the LSBA, Jack?
Well, I'm a life member of the LSBA, and I've been involved at the state level for bow hunting for over 10 years. I am a master instructor in the International Bow Hunter Education Program, which is a part of the National Bow Hunter Education Foundation. I was the state chairman for that program until such time as Parks and Wildlife assumed those duties. And shortly after they assumed those duties, I was elected as the president for the Lone Star Bow Hunters Association. So I've been involved in bow hunting and bow hunting policy, I guess, at the state level for a little over 10 years, and I've been bow hunting for over 30.
Okay, and Jack, I know that the Lone Star Bow Hunters Association is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and correct me if I'm wrong, but y'all are prevented by law from lobbying in Austin. So how does the organization go about protecting our rights as bow hunters?
We cannot, by law, lobby.
Okay.
So our biggest weapon, I guess, that we use for protection of it is just letting the bow hunters know what's going on and encouraging them to contact their either the Parks and Wildlife Commission or the legislature. LSBA has established a great working relationship with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department and their leadership. And in fact, last year I was appointed to the Whitetail Deer Advisory Council to give the bow hunters point of view on new rules and regulations coming up regarding whitetail deer.
And that is huge to have the president of the LSBA serving on the Whitetail Advisory Council to Texas Parks and Wildlife. Ultimately, they're the ones making the rules regarding bow hunters, so it's more important to be involved with them than it is lobbying politicians in Austin.
It is, and we and some of the things that we're working with Parks and Wildlife is we're working to improve a lot of the public hunting opportunities,
which we desperately need
for bow hunters. Parks and Wildlife has got some properties that would lend themselves to bow hunting only opportunities to manage the deer herd. You know, they're close to urban areas where maybe it's not as safe to use firearms, and we're working with them to explore those opportunities for bow hunters and look for ways. You know, hunting in Texas is expensive because most of the land in Texas is privately owned.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're, you know, we're looking for the opportunities to get bow hunters in the field that may not be able to afford to get a deer lease or go on day hunts. And the good thing about bow hunting is it's really a year-round sport. You know, we have a little critter here in Texas, the feral hog, that is a major nuisance all over the state, and you can hunt them year-round, and they're great to hunt with a bow, and the meat's not bad either.
Yes, sir. It is pretty dang good. I have to agree with you. We do have to take a quick break, and I've still got a lot to ask you. I want to know about some of your hunting experiences and also about our membership numbers, and a few other things are on my mind as well. Can you stick around for another segment?
Sure. Look forward to it.
All righty. Well, we'll be right back with more from the president of the Lone Star Bowhunters Association, Jack Chaton, only on the Lone Star Outdoors Show.
There were people drinking whiskey, their hearts about to leave. It was cold as hell for Houston, it was almost near sea. All the way from Beaumont, with a white rose in my hand. I could not wait forever, babe, I hope you understand.
Howdy, Texas hunters. Texans have deep-rooted traditions that kick off every hunting season, whether you're planning a work day at the lease or getting the party list together for opening weekend of dove season. It's all part of the annual tradition. I want to tell you about a company that's becoming a part of my annual tradition, and that's GameGuard. GameGuard's been family-owned and operated in Texas since 2003 and is quickly becoming the first choice in apparel for Texas hunters. Dove season is fast approaching, and with this summer that we're having, the GameGuard Ventback shirt is a must to stay cool. And oh, don't forget to ice down your favorite beverage in the GameGuard cooler bag. GameGuard camouflage is committed to quality and dedicated to their loyal customers and would love to be a part of your family tradition. GameGuard can be found in many fine retailers or on the web at GameGuard.net. And by the way, thanks for supporting a Texas-based company.
Howdy, range listeners. Les Mundy here, owner and operator of Double Diamond Outfitters, Texas' premier outfitting service. I'm currently booking South Texas Trophy Whitetail hunts, as well as exotic hunts for axis and fallow deer, red stag, and many others. Check out my website at www.huntdoublediamond.com to find out about my West Texas Trophy Audad and Pronghorn Antelope hunt. Fall whitetail hunts are going fast, so call me, Wes, at 210-602-3118, or visit huntdoublediamond.com and let me take you on a hunt of a lifetime.
Southern Deer Stands manufactures the only high-quality, lightweight, aluminum-insulated hunting blinds on the market, providing years of use without any maintenance. That's right, no more rotting, rusting, or repairing. Just hunting. Southern Deer Stands product lineup includes tower blinds with staircases, trailer blinds, and ground blinds on skids. We also have deer blind windows, doors, tower stands, and more. Whether you need one or 20 blinds, we'll deliver and set up right on your ranch or lease. Call Rob at 214-551-1530 or visit us at www.southerndeerstands.com.
Come experience the Beef Jerky Outlet by the Bass Pro Shop in Garland. Supporting hunters and outdoorsmen's rights alike, this is the place to pick up your PETA t-shirt. People eating tasty animals, that is. Come check out our great variety of jerkies. We also carry gourmet peanut butter, salsas, deep-fried peanuts, hot sauces, and even Wisconsin cheeses. Visit our website at dallasjerky.com and let the outdoorsman in you experience the Beef Jerky Outlet, located by Bass Pro Shop in Garland.
Whitetail hunting is as Texan as cowboy boots, high school football, and country music. And my friends at the scenic Rancho Bayas Rocas offer some of the finest whitetail hunting found anywhere in the Lone Star State. Situated 35 miles northeast of Del Rio on the Edwards Plateau, the Carta Valley landscape is breathtaking, and you'll feel right at home in God's country while you stay at the rustic yet state-of-the-art lodge. Rancho Bayas Rocas offers hunts to fit every budget. So call 713-468-5001 or visit RanchoBayasRocas.net.
Hello, this is Jason Bowen, and you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoors Show.
The lumber took a flying, last began to break. The thought of the family dying was more than I could take. I don't believe the words I'm saying.
That's the Lone Star Outdoors Show's home, Jason Boland, bringing us back from break this morning. I'm Cable Smith, and this segment is proudly brought to you by the beautiful Rancho Bayas Rocas, located on the Edwards Plateau. They've got South Texas whitetail hunts to fit every budget, so check them out at RanchoBayasRocas.net. Well, before the break, we were talking Texas bow hunting with the Lone Star Bowhunters Association president, Jack Chaton, and he was nice enough to stick around. So let's talk numbers here for a minute, Jack. How many members strong is the LSBA?
Membership numbers in currently at the LSBA, I don't have the exact numbers. I'd have to ask my membership chairperson, but we're right around 1,500 members as of right now.
1,500. My gosh, that is a paltry number when you think about how many bow hunters there are in Texas. We need to get the word out about the LSBA. It's a great organization, and every Texas bow hunter needs to know about it and have the opportunity to be a part of it.
Well, 1,500 is a small number. The last estimate I think I heard from Parks and Wildlife Department was that there was somewhere in the neighborhood of 85,000 bow hunters in the state of Texas. And, you know, as our programs grow, we really do need the membership to grow because the youth events alone have gotten to be so popular that it's really working the members of the LSBA, all the volunteers here. It works us pretty hard to try to keep up with the demand, and we're actually having to turn down events because we just don't have the people to help out. That's a large part of the reason why we're donating the bows to the equipment to the National Archery in the Schools program to maybe capitalize on that program as well and use those folks as some volunteers for some of our shoots. And it's kind of a joint effort between Parks and Wildlife and the National Archery in the Schools program and the Lone Star Bowhunters Association, because you have to look for ways to really leverage the resources that you have.
I see. Well, Jack, one great thing about the LSBA is that it's not specific to one style of bow hunting.
Anybody's welcome to be a member of the Lone Star Bowhunters Association. Now, we do recognize archery equipment as compound bows, recurve bows, long bows. So anyone is more than welcome to participate in any of our events.
And what kind of bow will you be taking into the field on the October 2nd opener?
Opening day, I'm taking my brand spanking new Palmer recurve. I took it hunting with me. I went elk hunting with it a couple of weeks ago, and I love the bow. So I'm looking forward to getting it in the woods.
Oh, man. A nice bull elk is definitely on my bucket list. Where were you, Colorado or New Mexico?
In Colorado. I went up and did 4 days of antelope hunting with Fred Eichler's outfitting company.
Really? Fred Eichler's a former guest of the show.
Oh, is that right? Well, yeah. That's great. He's a great guy. He and Michelle have a great outfit up there at Full Draw Outfitters. I wasn't successful. I did have shot opportunities and blew on my own. But I hunted 4 days antelope with him, and then I drove over to Montrose, Colorado, and did some a self-guided hunt in the Uncompahgre National Forest area. Wasn't successful there either. I did get drawn on a cow elk, but she had a calf with her, so I let her pass.
Mm.
And but it was a great time. Good to be in the woods, and it was a lot cooler up there.
I bet it was, man. I'm actually headed to New Mexico a week from tomorrow, and I am looking forward to that for sure. Now, you mentioned that you passed on the cow elk with her calf, and I always like to take the opportunity to point out when hunters prove to be conservationists. We're the biggest conservationists out there. You know, and any respectable hunter would have done what you did.
Oftentimes, I've had the spirited debates with folks that don't particularly care for hunting, and you know, I always let them know that there's nobody that loves and cares for animals more than an ethical hunter, because you know, we truly have the respect for those animals, and we know what it takes to continue to have the animals. And you know, when they got the babies, you got to leave them alone.
That's exactly right, unless it's a feral hog.
Yeah.
Once again, we are visiting with LSBA President Jack Chaton here on the Lone Star Outdoors Show. And now, Jack, you've been bow hunting for over 30 years. And through all the years, what has been your most memorable bow kill?
Obviously, everybody remembers their first animal, but my most memorable would be my my first one with traditional equipment. Which actually only happened last year. I've been bow hunting over 30 years. I started out using an old Bear recurve, but I never was successful with it. And I managed to pick up a highly technical Bear whitetail compound bow, which literally the cables on it were steel cables. I mean, that's how old it was, but I was able to take an animal with that one, and I was stuck on compound bows for years after that. But last year I decided to pick up the traditional equipment again. And I was frustrated. It was, when you hunt with traditional equipment, it's a whole new experience because I was bumping into limbs and everything with this long bow, and it was just really, and I'd shot three or four times and missed because I was overshooting them or, and it was just very frustrating. And then I was sitting in my stand and pretty much annoyed with myself because I had just shot and missed a doe.
Happens.
When I heard a buck scraping and raking his horns, and I grunted to him real slow and real low, and he stopped and snuck around a thicket that he was on the other side of this thicket, and he snuck around there to see where that noise was coming from. And sure enough, I managed to get a shot off on him, and I took him at 6 yards.
Wow.
You know, he wasn't a poping young buck. He was a good cull buck to be taken out, but as far as I'm concerned, he's the biggest trophy I've got.
Whew, 6 yards, that'll get your heartbeat racing. I mean, that's like hand-to-hand combat.
Oh, yeah, yeah. and the big thing was is he was nervous, and he backed out on me, and I literally, with him being 6 yards away, I literally had to make a 180-degree turn in my stand to get the shot off.
Wow!
So it was a lot of fun and a great memory.
And you can actually see a picture of that 9-point traditional kill of yours, Jack, right there on my homepage at TexasOutdoorsMedia.com. It's right there under this week's preview. So if you want to see a pic of Jack's most memorable bow hunt, just check out my homepage. Well, I just hope I get to make a memory like that this season, Jack. You know, it's my first archery season.
Abel, I'll tell you, and much like Fred Eichler probably would tell you, that anything that you take with a bow is a trophy. So, you know, make sure that one of the things we need to make sure we do in Texas is harvest the does. And if you get an old wily doe with a bow, you've done something.
Well, I don't think I'll be picky this time around, I'll tell you that. Well, Jack, we're about out of time, so real quick, tell our listeners how they can become a member of the LSBA.
I would recommend that they do go to the website, LoneStarBowhunter.com, and they can join over the website. With the membership, we print a magazine 4 times a year, and they get the magazine, and of course they'll get a little, they get their sticker and their membership card and what have you from the membership chairperson.
Very good. The website, once again, LoneStarBowhunter.com, or you can just go to my homepage and click on their logo. Jack, it has been a real pleasure this morning, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate everything you do as the president of the LSBA, and also how proud I am to be a member of this fabulous organization.
Well, Cable, we appreciate you asking us on, and we appreciate your support of the Lone Star Bowhunters Association, and I would ask all your listeners to consider it if you're a bow hunter and if you use it or even interested in being a bow hunter. We need your support, and contact us at LoneStarBowhunter.com and ask us how to join or how you can help get the kids brought up in bow hunting and help bow hunting in general in Texas.
Jack, it has been a real pleasure.
All right, thanks, Cable, and have a good season. Let us know how you do.
You know I will. Well, there he goes, Jack Jaton, the affable president of the Lone Star Bowhunters Association. An annual membership is only $25, y'all, so not a lot of money for a great cause to support your hunting rights. We do have to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll find out how one man's frustration led to the beginning of a Texas-based camouflage company. We're talking camo with Game Guard's founder and owner Craig Smith, coming up only on the Lone Star Outdoors Show.
We're them boys from Oklahoma, roll that Johnson all wrong. They're too damn skinny, we're too long. Well, I ain't a holy roller, so I just use a bone.
Hey, fellers, we all know them boys from Oklahoma roll their joints all wrong, but they dang sure know huge whitetails, and that's why this fall I'm headed to the Obar Ranch in Woodward, Oklahoma. 120 to 200 class bucks roam the ranch, and after the hunt, you'll enjoy all the amenities of the state-of-the-art lodge. Obar Ranch also has a full lineup of exotics, so grab your gear and meet me on the other side of the Red River for a hunting trip we won't soon forget. Call 903-316-2854 or visit Obar Ranch at www.obarranch.net today. Outdoor Pro Shops is Dallas's oldest and largest full-line archery shop. Come set up a new bow or change the strings or fine-tune an older bow on our indoor range. We carry a full line of compound and traditional bows in the following brands: Matthews, Mission, Hoyt, Elite, Struthers, Martin, and PSE. Outdoor Pro Shops has it all. Free setup and lesson when you buy a bow. Stop by and tell us you heard this ad and save 10% off any bow sight or 20% off any Black Creek bow case or backpack. Visit us at www.outdoorproshops.com or call 972-414-1969.
Located just an hour from Dallas lies Lake Texoma, the world's premier striper fishery. And with over 40 years experience, Captain John Brett's Lake Texoma Striper Guide Service is the best in the business. U.S. Coast Guard licensed, John provides the bait and tackle while you fish out of his roomy 26-foot center console. He also cleans and bags your catch. Call Captain John at 214-724-5193 or visit texomastriperfishing.com. Family friendly with discounts for kiddos as well as midweek trips. Go to texomastriperfishing.com today.
We all need a friend in the gun business, and that's why you should check out B&S Guns. Family-owned and operated since 1987, we offer a lifetime warranty on all firearm purchases. At B&S, we have a gunsmith on staff at all times, and our 5,000-square-foot building contains all your hunting and firearm needs. Open 7 days a week, we specialize in Nikon, Leopold, Browning, Remington, Swarovski, Benelli, Zeiss, and many more. Conveniently located in Garland, call 972-226-1816 or visit bsgunstore.com. That's bsgunstore.com. Have a hog problem at your ranch or deer lease? We have a solution. The System Hog Trap comes in two sizes, 17-foot and 30-foot diameter traps. After you trap the hogs, take the top section off the trap and use it for another feeder site to keep the hogs away from the feeder. The system is both a trap and a deer food plot fence. That way you don't waste your money on just a hog trap. Call 940-391-3669 or check out the website at www.goinfencing.com. That's G-I-O-N-fencing.com or call 940-391-3669 today. Cable Smith here to tell you about Star S Ranch. Frankly, it's the place to hunt trophy whitetails in Texas. I know because I've been there and seen their huge bruisers firsthand. Featuring top-notch accommodations with 150 to 220 class bucks harvested annually, Star S Ranch is a one-of-a-kind operation. Located in Mason County's beautiful southern Texas hill country, Star S Ranch also offers trophy exotic hunts. Visit www.star-s-ranch.com. That's star-s-ranch.com to book your hunt today.
Last night I had me a nightmare. A dream in Texas was burning down.
Cable Smith welcoming you back to the Lone Star Outdoor Show. And we all know as hunters that whether we're chasing deer, waterfowl, turkey, or anything else, our choice in camouflage is not only very important to us, but it's also essential in keeping us hidden from our prey. So let's talk a little camo this morning. And in the Lone Star State, there's no one better to do that with than Game Guard's owner and founder, Craig Smith. Craig, thanks for waking up early with us this morning.
You bet.
Well, I am a huge fan of Game Guard. First of all, it's the official camo of the Lone Star Outdoor Show. So it's what I wear in the field 10 times out of 10.
I appreciate it.
Well, I'm just thrilled to be involved with such a reputable and comfortable brand. Well, Craig, I guess the first thing that I want to ask you is about the history behind Game Guard. I mean, where did you come up with the inspiration to start this company?
Well, I grew up in Texas and mainly hunted in South Texas and really hunted all over South Texas prominently. You know, that was really my favorite place to hunt. And I just never thought any of the patterns matched the terrain, and especially the colors. If you walk into any of these big box retailers today, and I'm certainly not knocking my competition, but the colors are getting darker and darker and darker. And, you know, the time of year that I'm hunting, I mean, you go to South Texas or West Texas, I mean, everything's, you know, tans and grays and, you know, subtle browns. And, there's only four or five things that are even green that time of year. So I really wanted a lighter pattern. I thought blended and, so I kind of was a little challenged from a friend of mine. He said, if you don't like it, do something about it. And I just sat down and started drawing it and, you know, really kind of putting it together and took a lot of pictures of things at certain times of the year. And, you know, one thing led to the next. And then I had it finally put together and started getting with print mills and, got the colors where they were really on, because I thought that was the most critical thing. And then I wanted a pattern that had, you know, some shelf appeal that, you know, I wouldn't mind wearing it out to dinner, and You know, my wife already thinks I'm the biggest redneck there is. So, you know, by having something that looked good and it said Texas, that's really what I wanted. And really the rest is history.
Well, talk about some of the struggles that you encountered. You know, you're a Texas boy starting a new brand in this highly competitive market with Bass Pro and Cabela's, not only with their own brands, but also, you know, we've got Mossy Oak, Realtree. I mean, I'm sure it wasn't easy getting your foot in the door.
No, it wasn't. I mean, in the beginning, everyone said, you know, you can't compete with the big boys, and I'm certainly not hurting them, I can assure you. But, you know, I looked at it as, you know, if I can just chip away at it and, you know, get one customer at a time, so to speak. And so I originally just started, I made a few items, shirts and hats, and started going to, you know, the local hunting shows and, you know, visiting some of these ranches. And, you know, people started buying into it. At first, they were a little skeptical. The biggest, you know, comment was it's way too light. And, you know, after about a year or so, I really started catching on. And, you know, once I started getting it on the right people and, you know, the retailers kind of just started falling in there. And, you know, we're going into our ninth season and you know, we've been fortunate and blessed, and it's just taken off, and it just seems to keep getting better.
Well, Craig, there are two sides to every coin. So has the fact that you are family owned and operated proven to be an advantage at times?
I think so. I mean, you know, we're different than a lot of the other companies. Most of the big boys, they don't manufacture anything. They license it all out. And we produce all of our own products. You know, I care about every single customer. You know, I try to get to know every customer. And, you know, we have over 300 dealers now, and so it's hard to, you know, really get to know everybody. But I really care. And I use the product. I care what people think about it. And I said from the beginning that I stand behind everything 100%. And, you know, a lot of people have gotten away from that. They said you just can't do it anymore. But, you know, that's still been my policy. I like doing business with people that stand behind their products. And so, I stand behind mine.
Well, let's talk about the product, specifically one of my favorite items. And it's actually the microfiber fishing shirt. You know, whether I'm offshore in Port Aransas or crappie fishing Lake Louisville, it doesn't matter. When I'm on the water, that's what I'm wearing. It's comfortable, and the vented back, you know, allows for that breeze. It's cool. Oh, man, I love these shirts.
Well, I mean, it's you know, when you look at, again, I kind of go back to the competition. You know, there are people in other states that are producing products and selling them here, and I've grown up in this state. And, you know, for the most part, and maybe until December, it's pretty warm, especially in South Texas. And so from the get-go, we tried to make sure that we produced products for our climate. And, you know, we were the first one to bring the microfiber hunting shirt to the industry. And since, you know, everybody's jumped on that wagon, but, you know, we carried it right on into our fishing line of shirts. You know, we have 7 colors to choose from, and they're lightweight, very soft, easy to wear. You know, you can throw it in a washing machine. I don't want to have stuff pressed. You can, you know, dry it and wear it in low maintenance, you know, type shirts, and they function well. And, you know, we did the microfiber shirts the first year we were out, really about the second year we were out, and then we got right into the wicking fabrics, you know, like your moisture wicking type fabrics, because if you're like me and everyone else that's trying to dove hunt when it's 110 degrees outside, you know, you're trying to stay cool as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And so we figured, well, we have the vent back, we have the wicking shirts, of course we have, you know, the cotton t-shirts, but we really tried to gear everything towards our climate.
Oh, for dove hunting, you can't beat the original Game Guard camo microfiber shirt. That's what I was wearing, short sleeve, baby. And, of course, then I also had on my reversible bird vest, which I love.
Yeah, we came out with that last year. I mean, I'm not a big quail hunter. I like to go when you can find birds. But, you know, I got tired of having to have two vests. You know, I have one for quail hunting and one for dove hunting. So we came up with a reversible that still had all the same features on both sides. And it's mesh so that you can stay somewhat cool. And it's been a good seller for us.
Yep, I just wish that I could actually put a few birds in there.
Well, you know how dove hunting is. It's more of a sitting sport. You know, you're either on them or it's like fishing, I guess. You're either on them or you're not.
Ain't that the truth. I tell you what, man. Well, Craig, you mentioned that you love deer hunting, and Game Guard is made by a Texas hunter for Texas hunters. So, you know, talk about outerwear options. You know, it doesn't get that cold. But here in North Texas, you know, around December, it's going to be pretty chilly. So talk about what Game Guard has to offer as far as outerwear combinations for when I'm out there anytime from October through the end of deer season?
We came out with a jacket several years ago. It's water resistant on one side. It's fleece on the other. It's reversible. So it's really quiet. It's really thick. It's a warm jacket. I mean, I wore it in British Columbia last year, and it was 2 degrees. And along with the bibs, I mean, I was just fine. I like to bow hunt, too, and I normally layer, and typically I'll wear, the moisture management shirt as my first layer. Then I'll wear the ripstop long sleeve and then that reversible jacket. Because if I get hot, the sleeves zip out of it, so I can wear it as a vest. Mm. Typically, if I'm hunting, I'm in a long sleeve shirt and a vest. I perspire a lot, so I normally don't get cold. I get hot before I get cold.
Mm-hmm.
But that's for early bow season, I'd probably be wearing the lightweight microfiber. But as it got colder, I'd switch to the ripstop cotton with the fleece reversible jacket. It has a built-in hood, and I mean, you got some things you can do with it. If it rains, you can turn it around the other way, and I think it's pretty versatile. Last week when we got the 10 inches of rain, it probably wouldn't have done you any good, but for the most part, it seems like during hunt season, it never rains, so you can hunt anywhere, with that jacket. I mean, like I said, I've been to Canada and anywhere in Texas, and it'll suit your needs.
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to trying the jacket out this season. Now, what's on the horizon for Game Guard? Are we working on some new products, or what's going on there?
Yeah, I mean, we're working on some, every year we try to add some new products. We're working on a neat backpack. I mean, most Texas hunters, I hunt a lot in Colorado too, and backpacks are probably a little more critical there. But, most guys, if they're like I am, I'm hauling 2 or 3 kids with me. My backpack's full of stuff to drink, eat, and play with.
Mm-hmm.
So, we are working on a backpack. We're working on a couple other new bags that we're coming out with. We're going to add some more colors to the microfiber. We have had a lot of requests for some different colors, so we're looking at that. And I try to add things that I think people will buy. A lot of our customers are very loyal, and pretty much whenever we come out with something new, they support us. And it's hard to develop a new item and bring in thousands of them and then just set on them. So
yeah,
we try to find things that'll be winners, and so far we've been pretty fortunate.
Well, it must be nice to have a loyal customer base. You're only 9 years old. You've accomplished a heck of a lot in a short amount of time.
Yeah, we've grown, I thank all my customers. I mean, without them, we wouldn't be here, and every customer means a lot to us, and we're, as you said, we're family-owned, and my family works here, and we all live and breathe this business, and so, I want to hear from customers, good or bad. I'm always here, and, I'm willing to listen to anybody, so, hopefully we can continue to be supported by our Texas hunters.
Well, I'm sure they're going to continue to support Game Guard, and I appreciate y'all's support of the show.
You bet. I'm glad to be a part of it.
Well, y'all be sure to support a Texas-based camo company, Game Guard. Check them out at gameguard.net. And, Craig, you guys have got, 300 or so retail distributors now?
We have them from here to California. But if you call and you're in an area you don't have one, we'll try to hook you up with somebody, or we'll take care of you from here. We'll make sure you get taken care of.
Well, there's that commitment to customer service. Craig, it's been a pleasure, man.
I appreciate it.
Well, there he goes, Craig Smith, founder and owner of Game Guard, well on their way to becoming a Texas tradition. We are about out of time this morning, thanks to our guest, of course, Heath Hardwick, LSBA President Jack Jaton, and of course, Craig Smith. Coming up next week, the bone collector himself, Michael Waddell, makes his long-anticipated debut on this show. I'm really looking forward to that. You will not want to miss that interview. Y'all don't forget to come see me at Dodge City, McKinney. As soon as I get out of the studio, I'm headed over there, 75 in El Dorado. I've got a ton of great stuff to give away this afternoon. I'll be there from 11 to 2, a fishing trip for 2 with Lake Fork guide Heath Hardwick, 30 Game Guard hats, a bunch of koozies, a $50 gift certificate to Garland Outdoor Pro Shops, and also I've got 5 PETA t-shirts, PETA Eating Tasty Animal t-shirts, compliments of the Beef Jerky Outlet. So come see me at Dodge City, McKinney. I'd love to shake your hand, trade a couple hunting stories. It'd be awesome just to say hello. Come see me. Thanks to all of our sponsors for making this show possible. Thanks to you, the listener, for being a part of the Lone Star Outdoors Show. I'm Cable Smith saying y'all have a great week in the outdoors.
Well, baby, go ahead and arrange the flowers and prepare my eulogy. Call my brothers to be my pallbearers, 'cause what you did already buried me.